Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com. Buenos días, soy Lizzie.
Alan here. Newbie series, lesson number 4. Who are you all?
Hey Alan, hi. How are you doing?
Well, I'm melancholic, Lizzie, but appreciative. You know how winter is in Lima. The sky gets so gray. So I feel, you know, melancholic. But as a good Canadian, I appreciate the fact that it never really gets very cold. So hey, melancholic and appreciative. How are you doing?
Fine, fine, Alan. Bienvenidos a la cuarta lección del ciclo de nivel principiante.
You're listening to the fourth lesson of the beginner series, coming to you on demand from SpanishPod101.com.
Already on lesson 4.
And there's plenty more to come, Lizzie.
Well, let's not waste any time.
Yep, we're moving right along in the series, and today we've got a great lesson planned for you, a lesson that you will always remember, like it or not.
Today, we're going to continue our discussion on the verb ser, which means to be.
This conversation takes place all the time when people travel to a Spanish-speaking country.
Who are we meeting today, Alan?
Well, here we're at a party where Luisa and Antonio introduce themselves to each other for the first time.
This is very useful. If you are traveling, you will usually be in a lot of parties. You throw parties for your students at your school El Sol as part of immersion?
Yeah, we do, Lizzie. We try to celebrate all the important dates in the country with students. We have Christmas parties, Independence Day parties, birthday parties even.
I would imagine that would help.
It is a big help. It shows students what Peruvians consider to be important dates. But moving along here, let's not forget to remind our audience to check out the vocabulary list in the PDF for this lesson, which has a column showing the root of each word.
Also, remember to keep your eyes open for regional lesson 4 of the Peruvian, Iberian, and Costa Rican series.
The only place online where you can study the differences of regional speech in an organized and sequential fashion.
Vamos?
Hit it!
Here comes today's conversation. ¿Quiénes son ustedes?
Nosotros somos amigos de Gabriel.
¿De dónde son ustedes?
Nosotros somos de Nueva York.
La Gran Manzana.
And now, slower.
Una vez más. Esta vez, lentamente.
¿Quiénes son ustedes?
Nosotros somos amigos de Gabriel.
¿De dónde son ustedes?
Nosotros somos de Nueva York.
La Gran Manzana.
And now, with the translation.
Ahora incluiremos la traducción.
¿Quiénes son ustedes?
Who are you all?
Nosotros somos amigos de Gabriel.
We are friends of Gabriel.
¿De dónde son ustedes?
Where are you from?
Nosotros somos de Nueva York.
We are from New York.
La Gran Manzana.
The Big Apple.
So here it looks like there's a couple of New Yorkers somewhere in Latin America. Lizzie, tell me, can you recognize a New Yorker's Spanish accent as easily as you can recognize a New Yorker's English accent? I mean, it's very distinct.
I agree with you, my friend, and I notice a big difference between that accent and the British accent.
Yeah, you're right, Lizzie. I always find it interesting, too, how accents mix. Like someone speaking Spanish with a heavy accent from the southern United States, for example. Hey, Lizzie, what would you say tourism is like in Central and South America?
Bueno, in most Latino countries, tourism is very, very popular. Also, there are different kinds of tourism.
I know, I've heard that ecotourism is very popular. Do you agree with that?
Most definitely. In the Amazon, the Andes, Patagonia, and the Galapagos, ecotourism is huge. But there is also a lot of luxury tourism in some really beautiful and remote places all throughout Latin America.
And what would you say is the nicest spot?
The Amazon. It's tremendously rich, Alan. It's unbelievable.
Time for the breakdown of today's vocabulary.
Syllable by syllable.
So let's begin with...
¿Quiénes?
Who?
¿Quiénes? ¿Quiénes?
Now we have...
Ustedes.
You all.
Ustedes. Ustedes.
And then...
Amigo.
Friend.
Amigo. Amigo.
Next.
De.
From. Of.
De.
And finally.
Manzana.
Apple.
Manzana. Manzana.
Guys, a quick pronunciation tip before we move on to the usage.
Adelante.
Let's look at the word manzana. This word, easy enough, manzana.
Manzana.
Hey, but notice the way it's spelled. M-A-N-Z-A-N-A.
Okay.
So the letter Z doesn't buzz like it can in English. It's not the Z of zebra, but rather the S of sand.
Manzana. Manzana.
Okay, now on to the usage. The first word we'll look at is quiénes. Lizzie, can you give us an example sentence, please?
¿Quiénes son ellos?
Who are they? So we see that quiénes means who.
Right, and remember in our last lesson, we looked at the word quién, which also means who.
Well, what's the difference?
The difference between the two is that quién is the singular form, while quiénes is the plural form.
And that would be why the latter is used with ellos, which means they.
Así es.
Muy bien, ¿seguimos?
Sigamos.
Next up today is the word ustedes. Lizzie, how about an example with ustedes?
Ustedes están bien.
You all are well. So, Lizzie, how might we translate ustedes?
Ustedes means you all.
Like quién and quiénes. It sounds a lot like usted. Could you explain the difference?
Claro, it's the plural form of usted, which means you in the formal sense.
Here we go with formality again.
Yes, but it's important to remember that in Latin America, ustedes is used for both formal and informal, when you are talking to more than one person.
Right, and in Spain?
In Spain, usted and ustedes are only used in the formal sense.
That's a good distinction to make, but, and I really think this is important, it's by no means an excuse not to learn the vosotros form.
De acuerdo.
It's important to learn this form not only so that you understand the language as a complete system, but also because, rest assured, one day you will run into an Iberian Spanish speaker and you'll encounter it.
Very true.
Okay, next we have amigo.
Ellos son amigos.
They are friends. Now, this is how we heard the word in the conversation. Amigos, friends. Lizzie, how can we tell this word is plural and not singular?
We can tell that it is in the plural because it ends with an S.
Right. So it's similar to English. And hey, this word isn't too hard to learn, seeing as that we often hear amigos used in the English language. Okay, so the last word that we're going to look at today is manzana. Lizzie, how about one more example?
Él es de la gran manzana.
He's from the Big Apple. Right. Now, that's how we saw this phrase in the conversation, la gran manzana, which means the Big Apple. But also the word manzana is used to refer to the fruit apple, just like it is in English.
I think it's funny sometimes when we translate phrases in English to Spanish and vice versa, like the Big Apple. What do you think, Alan?
Well, Lizzie, probably the funniest moments I've had in Spanish is when I've tried to literally translate idiomatic expressions. Speaking of food, I tried once to translate, there's no free lunch. And people say, you know, who's this weirdo talking about lunch? And another time, I tried to literally translate every cloud has a silver lining. And again, I was just faced with vacant, blank stares. People looking at me thinking, who is this weirdo? And it wasn't until later that I learned that the way to say that is, no hay mal que por bien no venga.
So there's one more point to add about the word amigo.
Well, what's that, Liz?
Well, we often use it to address someone in a friendly way.
Right. For example, we can say, hola amigo, a los años. Hey, buddy, it's been years. Or how about, ¿qué tal amigo? ¿Cómo estás, amigo mío? We hear it all the time. Let's have a closer look at the grammar use of this lesson.
What are we looking at today again?
We're going to have a look at the verb ser, which means to be.
Right. In newbie lesson 3, we looked at ser in the singular for the first, second, and third person.
Today, let's build on this.
How?
By looking at ser in the plural, again for the first, second, and third person. Let's go back to where this appeared in the conversation. Lizzie, would you repeat that sentence?
Nosotros somos amigos de Gabriel.
We are friends of Gabriel. The conjugation of ser that we find here is somos. Lizzie, how would we translate that?
This means we are. It's often used with nosotros, which means we.
Right, but in Spanish, this we is implicit in the verb. So again, nosotros somos amigos means we are friends. How can we label this tense?
This is called the first person plural of the present tense.
Okay, let's move on to the second word, sois. How about an example?
Vosotros sois músicos.
You all are musicians. Here we see that sois is the conjugation of ser. This means you all are. Now, what conjugation is this, Lizzie?
Sois is used with vosotros, which means you all. And again, it is not required.
Why not?
Because the subject, you all, is indicated by the verb's ending. The verb sois is in the second person plural of the present tense.
Okay, guys, but we really want to stress this. You should know that the vosotros conjugation is not used in Latin America, but it is used in Spain. Lizzie, could you share with our audience what is used in Latin America instead of vosotros?
In Latin America, the ustedes form is used instead.
Okay, so let's look at the final word here, which is son. Lizzie, how about one more example?
Ellos son profesores.
They are professors. Now here, we see that son means they are. The pronoun ellos literally means they, but now we know that it is not required. How is ser conjugated with son?
The verb son is in the third person plural of the present tense. This is the same form that is used for ellas, which means they, the women, and ustedes, which means you all, in a formal tense in Spain, and in both a formal and informal sense in Latin America.
So again, we see that the vosotros form isn't used in Latin America, and we know that in Spain it's used to address you all in an informal way. Does this mean that in Latin America you treat your friends formally?
No es así, it's not like that. It's just a way of speaking. The vosotros form has disappeared from speech in Latin America, but that doesn't mean we treat our friends and close ones formally. That's it for today.
Another one down.
Be sure to post your questions in the comments section and in the forum.
That's right, be heard, guys. And let me tell you why one of the biggest challenges that you face learning a language in a country where it's not being spoken is that it's very easy to lose motivation. By becoming part of a learning community, you'll keep your motivation up.
Now, remember that these lessons are designed to be used in tandem with the language tools of the Learning Center of SpanishPod101.com.
That's right. Just listening to these podcasts is only giving you half the story. And don't forget to check out the fourth lesson of the Peruvian, Iberian, and Costa Rican regional series.
The Spanish-speaking world delivered to you on demand.
That's right, from Lima, Peru to your headset. Take care, guys. Be well. Learn lots.
Mucha suerte a todos. Chao.